Likewise, blocked.
About newspapers.
Is that some water?
That's late.
That's
some water.
We spoke about reading different newspapers. So we said, one thing I take about reading newspapers is that it's very hard.
Person needs to know what's in the news to find out whether it's a necessity for him. I must say, I picked up a few of these things over the last few days just to have a look. Marshall, let's see what's Nagaya. What? You're allowed to read on Shabbos. I'll give you an example over here. Let's say we've got a paper over here, yeah? So this thing over here, May rebuts Trump's Brexit. That's not Nagaya at all. That Lechoy one's got no head to read that on Shabbos. That's not Nagaya to us, unless maybe a person might say he needs to know about the financial status of the world, because if the things are, shares might go down, then it can affect his way he's investing.
Shabbos?
That's a Torah mitzvah. That's called a Torah mitzvah. Even though you mustn't speak about your money, but the mitzvah to watch what's going on with your money, allowed to do. It's interesting Kiddush, actually. Yeah. So that's also big. Avada is a mitzvah not to think of ending. Avada is a big mitzvah not to think of ending. It's called ikadim. A person is being shown his money. That's mutum ikadim. So that's a Kiddush over here, because I would have thought that's not relevant. One day you can wait till Sunday to find this out. This news. Well, just take something else. That's another thing over here. Development of Manchester ship canal. Balachor, these things have got no tzorich at all. It's nothing to do with what you need to know. But that lachor is not allowed. Please arrest 22 operating in Yerushalayim. So once in Eretz Yisrael already, maybe that's more of a tzorich. Efsha. Maybe that's more of a tzorich. I'm saying, you have to know what you're reading. Not even as mutzah, you have to know what you're reading, Taka. This is the Wells is, all things to do with Eretz Yisrael out. UAE pardoned British academic curricular spying. Hey, that's got no tzorich whatsoever. That lachor is not a header to read. So one has to, what? What's that? No, I'm saying, so you have to know what you read. You can read that which is a tzoruch, yeah? But let's try one more page. Let's try one thing else over here. Right, we haven't got much success over here. How will May get a parliament support? No, that's not about the chur. That's not much of a tzoruch. I would have...
Right, let's see how much closer to
what you have. Yeah, that's very accurate. That's not here. It's true. Check out one of these things over here. It's also interesting to watch. Yeah, so these people read the magazines like this. I'll tell you, one of them... Yeah. It's good, but the Moshe said, I'm talking about reading. Let's see where it is. Where's it? It must be an index somewhere here. Yeah.
Isn't there a message from
Rabbeis Kron? Yes, the message from Rabbeis Kron you can read. That's a Torah, the rest of the thing. See, I'll read you an example over here.
What's this in reading a novel?
A novel is tackle problem, unless you rely on the head of Oinig Shabbos, which is very dodgy.
It's
tackle. I'm saying Oinig Shabbos, the head of itself Oinig Shabbos, is very dodgy. One shot in the Mogen Avraham. No, again, I want to. People cut this wrong. Oinig Shabbos, whether there's a head of reading for Oinig Shabbos, is a question in the Mogen Avraham. One shot in the Mogen Avraham learns for Oinig Shabbos Mutter. First of all, many people disagree that's Shat in the Mogen Avraham. And even though that says Shat in the Mogen Avraham, many people disagree with the whole head completely. So it's very, very difficult to rely on this heter of Oinig Shabbos for reading things. If there's a Tzorach, many Yiddish books have got a tachlis out of it, yeah? So if you can read a novel, a Jewish book, which has got some tachlis, you learn a munna, you learn something out of it, that's much better. If you're talking about a Goyish book where there's nothing from it, it's just a novel, it's fiction, then such a thing, Lechor, is only based on the heter of Oinig Shabbos, or you got heter. So I picked up the last one of these things over here. So Moshe, I'll bring you over here. The most isolated man in the world. Oh, sorry, one before here. How long would you be able to live alone, never seeing another person? A week? A month? Could you last a year? So I thought, what tzorich is that? Oh, so one minute. So I asked the Rav today, he said to me, that's a chokhmah, really. You can see the mice is a chokhmah to be together with other people, and the mice is not to be by yourself. So that could be mutter taka. That's taka mutter. Funny, I just said to this Rav, I made a mistake. I said, Lamosh, let's say, I thought it was in here, but it wasn't. Lamosh, to read about how they assassinated this Saddam Hussein, the Americans. So he said, you mean Bin Laden, you mean? He said to me. He said, yeah, it's right, it's like a Bin Laden. But I said, that's not true. That's not heads to read on Shabbos. There's no necessity to read that. That's the only heads on only Shabbos. That's very dog. So you have to know before you read one of these things.
If part of his business, his business knowledge,
Yeah, but I don't know if it makes them, because first of all, Roy with the thing's not much. It's quite right. You open a lot of these papers up and watch. The first, you start over here, adverts. The first thing you see is adverts over here. I don't know if it makes it, the Meister's, you've got the adverts, is it hard to read? The adverts in here, is it not allowed to be read? Yeah, a lot of them is could be a lot, I don't know. I'm saying you've got a lot of articles over here, but a lot of them have got no trigonometry at all. Here, stealing 15 million bees. That's nice thing to read, I'm interested to read. There's no tzoyer, there's nothing you don't get in there, there's no chokh. I'm saying this chapter of only Shabbos is very dochah. While it's very hard to rely on only Shabbos, this chapter of relying on only Shabbos is very, very dochah. I can't do a shade say, well, I can rely on this thing, but you know what I'm saying? It's very, very dochah. It's a shyly how to learn a Morgan Avraham. That's number one. That means it's questionable if the Morgan Avraham meant as a head to party in the Shabbos. Even if you do it, our apostle said it is. But I said, Mr. Brewer says many actually disagree with this whole head to the Morgan Avraham. They don't agree at all. So it's very, very difficult to rely on the Morgan Avraham. Say you can't do it. I'll say it's not so simple to rely on this. Another one I took out of here was also interesting. This is something else. Now, I'm not very difficult it is. This was a bit better, this one over here, because the Washington's got something here. Let's see what it says over. Let's see. Okay, the adverts at the beginning. So the adverts you can't read, that's true. The adverts you have to miss out. Dear readers, where's it? Here, over here, one topic, the Rebbetzin speaks. Okay, so that Horikai is Torah, hopefully. That's she's telling you Hashkovas. I don't know what she's trying to tell you Hashkovas. That's the Chorah Mutter to read. Next article. Bearing pain. Also the Chorah Pasuk by Yates says also the Chorah Mutter. I've got no shares in this, by the way. I don't think I've got shares in this magazine. Which other one? A picture worth a thousand words. A picture worth a thousand words. Okay, he's based himself on some drosha. It's also the chayr, okay. Let's just do one more over here. Women at work. No. Well, I'm not sure what, I don't know what that's about. You can start reading and see what it's about. Well, let's do one more. Let's just take another, one here. Right, there's another one here about suddenly whether you should go to a bris of your child. Okay, that's all the two things that you could mean. But there's a lot of adverts here, it looks like. Right? I'm just looking over here. What's this another one? Tupperware thing. Okay, that's not a tzorich. So you have to know, you're allowed to read, but you can only read things out of tzorich. Okay. So I say it's very hard to give a klal on any magazine, any paper, that you can read, but you have to use your seichel. Something which is to do with the tzurich Shabbos, it's a chokhmah. It's got tzurich Shabbos, it's got yedia, which a person needs to know about.
What's that about the letters?
I'm coming to letters. I haven't got my notes here. Let's just start with letters. Actually, ready to show letters. Letters with the halak and shulchanor. That's halak and shulchanor. That letter that was sent to you by post. So first of all, there's two shaylas. Are you allowed to send a letter on Erev Shabbos or something? So you put a first-class stamp on a letter, and the letter is going to arrive. If someone wants to send a letter to his father, or whatever it is, or someone wants to send it to his child, or whatever it is, you want to send a letter to someone, you put a first-class stamp on. The chayre, what you're doing is, you're being mitzava the goy to deliver it on Shabbos. The chayre, that's what a first-class stamp is, really. You're paying for that money.
First-class guarantee.
Oh, well, they don't guarantee first-class.
Next-day guarantee.
No, that's a different thing. First-class, if you ask the post office, first-class is not guaranteed for next day. First-class is not guaranteed. So that's not a problem. First-class is not a problem because they don't guarantee the next-day delivery. So you can't call that Kaveh Malach to the Shabbos. That's not a problem. Number two, there are a few heterians. First of all, there's another heter, Islamaisa's Rib Bishuri. Morning when the postman comes, unfortunately, we get bills as well normally. So normally, very often, the postman is delivering your that letter. He's delivering other letters as well. So it's Marba Bishurim. It's really more quality. Okay, the delivery is not a problem. Could be quite right to ask for special delivery. That's much worse, sorry, yeah? That special delivery is you guarantee delivery the next day. Then it's not much more a problem in that case. Because there, you're asking them to deliver for the next day. That's a different shy. That one has to go into a separate chayek. But normal post is not a problem. The only other issue you might have with post is the problem with chutz tchum. It could be, Lamoshal, certainly in the winter now, this time of year, a person sends a letter, Lamoshal from Gate says, he posts it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And you get it first thing on Shabbos morning. The shy is when it arrived here. Where was it when Shabbos came in? That's a bit of a question. Even so, it's not yet in the world, because even if it's chutz tchum, you're allowed to use it within Dalai Lamas. So you're not going to take it outside your house. So you're allowed to read. If that would be the problem, chutz tichum, one can avoid, one can get bypass this problem because it's not also to take out the amount, take outside Dal Lamas, but within Dal Lamas, you're allowed to read it. I must say, it's just interesting enough. This is where it could be Nagair. This is a very interesting shy of this. Someone told me this, he had this actually a while ago. He was traveling by plane for Shavuos. He came back from Eretz Yisrael to here for Shavuos. And he lost his suitcase. The suitcase got stuck in Frankfurt Airport on Friday. The kitzer phoned up the airline. The airline said, yes, our mistake. We made a mistake. The man says it's got stuck in the airport there. We will deliver it to you. It came on Shabbos. This suitcase came on Shabbos. Now there is a problem because it's very likely came from Chutz Tchum. And the Shabbos has got a lot of clothes inside there. Many people could be a Shabbos suit, could be a lot of things you want to wear there. Are you allowed to wear that? That's more problematic. The Maisa, that's also mutter, according to some poskim, because very interesting halacha is actually. So first, there's two problems over here. One is the goy is doing halacha for you. That means you phone them out on Friday and say, you know, my suitcase is not here. So the airline said, you're quite right, it's our fault, whatever it is, we're going to deliver it to you. But the Maisa, the goy is doing halacha for you, which is not a problem.
What? Not the delivery.
It's all one company. I mean, yeah, but they're asking them to do malacha for you. You're asking them, in effect, really, to do a malacha for you. You're asking the company to make sure it gets delivered to you.
It's not for themselves.
Yeah, it's true. It's Amira.
No, it's my suitcase. They're doing it for themselves.
Oh, so 1 minute. So the mice, that's a bi'ah locha. That's a bi'ah locha. Arranged a bi'ah locha. Bi'ah locha talks about a case of where a person asked a goy to take the charcoal off the light. Of the candle. Means the candle was burning not so good. There was a bit of black on the wick. So you ask the non-Jew if he doesn't mind to take the charcoal off, which is nothing wrong, it's just making a bit of fire. It's mutter. And I say, what he did was by mistake he put it out. So he relit it. Are you allowed to have a nor from that light? So the Bialok is a chiddush there that about the non-Jew there is massacre what he did wrong. That means he did something wrong, the non-Jew. And he's coming to rectify what he did wrong. That's called Adal ben Nashe. So who I think it could very well be over here that the non-Jew is doing it for himself. He's got the company made a muck up, they mucked it up, therefore they rectify what he did wrong, that could be right. Mitzat chutz tichum is also very interesting halacha. All those clothes belong to you. Lemaisa, the halacha of Eretz is nikva on the bidin themselves. So it could be it was never kind of shvisa in Frankfurt, all the clothes. It hasn't got a shvisa at all. It only gets a shvisa when it comes to the master in your tchum, so it could be there's no problem to wear it at all anyway. Yeah? By the way, that's just different to Amazon. When Amazon delivers you something, you've never owned that item before. That hasn't got the same. Paying for it, that's not a kidney yet. Because they've got a right to back out and you get it. So that's not yours. Your own clothes are in the suitcase, are your clothes. That's Nick back on your thing. Yeah, yeah. This is different. But kids, if a letter comes from outside the Tchum and Shabbos, so the Chora reading it and so that, we're getting it and looking at the sugar problem.
Whiskey,
it depends, you have to know. Is it likely it was in the area? I mean, a bottle of whiskey is very likely to go in the area.
I ordered it for between 5 and 4 and 5. It came at 6, 7 o'clock. Just as I eat in my meal, bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, so probably it's in the area really when Shabbos comes in. If Shabbos between 4 and 5 and it comes to you between 6 and 7, the chutz is in the area with it. So the maestro, no problem, the chutz at all.
I think the depot is around.
Very likely it's in the area already. So now the shy about reading a letter.
What?
Yeah, it's in the Tchum. It's not shy. I mean, 1 minute. Let me just get this right. If you fill up an air of Shabbos, Amazon, you tell them to deliver me a bottle of whiskey on Shabbos, that's a serious problem. Because that's Kuvay Malachi. You're telling them to do Malachi on Shabbos. Right. But if you tell them to come on Friday between 4 and 5, that was the arrangement, and Shabbos only at 6 o'clock, and he comes later, that's nothing to do with you. You work Kuvay Malachi, that's mutter. So what about reading letters? So this is Halacha Shulchan Aruch, and Shin Zion. It seems there was a mini Igeres, Likros, Igeres, Ashukhalai, to read a letter that was sent to you on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch allows you to read it. Why is the Shulchan Aruch allowed you to read it? It's two things, yeah. Shulchan Aruch allows you to read it, quite right. You mustn't read it verbally. You have to read it just with your eyes. You have to scan it. You can't actually read it verbally. Because it's not so possible why this is mutter, this air, and therefore we rely on the Rishonim only who say that Ian is mutter, not Kriya by itself. The reason why it's what? No, but I'm telling you, some say that the Issa of Gerori Shtori Hedyeh is only to read it. There's an Issa of reading it verbally, that's where the Chazal made Gzeira. But just to look at it, it's so far removed, most people don't read like that. It's so such a shiller light, there's no Gzeira on such a case.
If you say that there's mutter to read it outside, only Shabbos, one of the papers. That's okay to read, but I'm going to read it out.
Yeah, we said about, I think only Shabbos we said the same thing.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I think we said the same about only Shabbos. That's right, I think we said the same about only Shabbos. There's no head to read it loud. It's only as far as I remember, it's only verbally. But kids, the heter, what's the heter of reading a letter? It's an interesting heter, this. The heter is because often in a letter, there's a Tzur HaKuf written inside there. Very often, a parent might write to a child information which he doesn't say on the phone, but when he's writing a letter, he might say to him, the Moshe, look, do me a favor, I can hear you're very tired. You know what, maybe you should go to sleep earlier. So there's often inside a letter something which is a Tzur HaKuf. Or a child might write to his parent in a letter that, you know, it's been very tired this week. This week, Or it could be that a child might write to a parent that, you know, I've been going very late to bed this week, or I've been very busy. So the parent knows to look out now for the child to be careful. So that is often in a letter you find a Tzur HaKuf. Therefore, Chazal allowed the person to read the letter, but quite right, it has to be, first of all, only the first time. It means once you've read it, and there's nothing in there which is Tzur HaKuf, you can't read it anymore. That's number one. And number two is also you have to read it in a way where it's only even by itself and not actually verbally reading.
Well,
once you read it, that's an interesting child. That means if your child tells you, for example, that I'm sending you a letter on Friday, but there's nothing of Tzur HaKuf in it, you can't read it. So if you know that there's no Tzur HaKuf, then the whole letter falls away.
Rav look who sent you
past? Pashas not. Oh, you mean it because it could be someone who's sending you something to the service? What are you doing it for? Because there might be a Tzur HaKuf there, someone might have written you a letter, a child might have written you a letter, or you're just curious whether it's the bank or the driver's name. That's the chur, not the portions. That's not such a heter, I don't think. If it could be someone there who wrote you a letter, you're expecting a letter from someone you know might write you a letter with a Tzur HaKuf inside it, then the chur, you'll have to look to see if you can find it.
Oh, you're waiting for you.
Yeah, but that's right. That's my story of Jesus. That's my story of Jesus. That you shouldn't read the letter.
Well,
the whole thing is Chazal made Gzeira. Chazal made Gzeira, you mustn't read. It's just ancient. This week I was looking, I think it was a lot of things I'm reading. I don't know if it's right to read that. I can't remember what it was. There was a few things I'm thinking about what it was, but it's interesting. You think to yourself, it's not so posh what you're reading. It's right, the chur. Someone needs to do something on the floor, a letter on the floor. The chur is not so posh to read that on Shabbos. So if there's a chashash, you might be Tzur HaKuf, you might need it for something, and that'd be enough. Yeah, that's enough. Otherwise, the chur is not so posh you have to do it. No, he's not going to. Chazal won't go. On Tzur HaKuf, Chazal won't go. By the way, also it's possible that if the letters got inside there, Devar Torah, and it's possible you can read it. Understand that Devar Torah is different Torah. It's
possible.
No, Devar Torah books are really loud. It's Torah. Devar Torah even read loud. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, the whole gazelle is only books which are not the Devar Torah. And it's just Devar Torah. It's possible you can read.
No, so you can
have read it aloud. No, it's about Zibetur, because I made no Zibetur. So that's aloud, you can read
the second time.
No, we can't read it. That's not true. So again, the letter ahead that you're allowed to read, someone wrote a letter to someone. So the letter, the first time you read the letter, you're allowed to read it because it might be Tzur HaKuf. It might be something inside that is a necessity for you to read, so you're allowed to read it, but again, you mustn't read it verbally, you should read it, just scan it with your eyes. Once you've read that. That's called a Tzur HaMitzvah, hopefully. A lot of times that's called a Tzur HaMitzvah. You don't use it, it's true, but that's once Chazal made the head of the Tzur HaMitzvah, which is all these things of finding out that Chazal then Chazal won't go for that. Yeah, even though you're right, you don't need it today. You probably don't need it today, the Chazal invitation. But once Chazal allowed a person on Tzur HaMitzvah to read it, then Chazal made the head. Who had a mitzvah during the course of the week, or a bris that's coming up on Tuesday, no one needs to know when you're out on Tuesday. But so once you find out about it, it's good to make a plan, you need for it or something, that's okay to do. In fact, someone started this week, is interesting, he wanted to go to Ovis de Bonim on Moshe Shabbos, but it was a problem with swimming. He wanted to find out when it's a swimming session. So he wanted to know if he's allowed to look up what time the swimming session is, in order not to clash with Obas the Bonnet.
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos. You don't know what that is. That's not so posh that really, yeah? That's. What? Yeah, no, but that's really aggravating. I'm not sure that. I don't know myself. It's an interesting question. I'm not sure how far that goes. That's an interesting one. I mean, the actual reading of Shabbos is not Torah. It's in order to be able to know how to plan Obas the Bonnet. That I don't know. Could be an interesting point. I don't know exactly what the answer is. It's a very interesting point. So nice, and that's the heter of letters. We didn't get the thing about captions, but the nice of letters is a very possible heter. That is a very possible Tzur HaKuf inside a letter. Say, people often write in a letter sometimes useful information. People are very warm in letters sometimes. They write, especially girls, when they write, they do write. They write very warmly. They write sometimes things that the old person in the gate to them, which is good for the parents to know. That's Mamet Tzur HaKuf, that's Mutter. Once you know, read that letter and it's not Tzur HaKuf anymore, then the mice, you can't read that letter anymore. All right.
You have the chapter.
That's the problem. She brought the main machmir about everything else on Shabbos.
Child said
that. You got clothes? No, pass it for creational tipping. It's called a creational tipping. Yeah, I got it.